Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you and to continue to celebrate as we wrap up our anniversary week, celebrating the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And someone who's been with us now for 14 of those years is our good friend Steve Forbes. You know him very well. Chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of a bunch of very important books, including his new one, Reviving America. At least I think that's the new one. Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. He's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Steve, as always. Okay, Steve, we got this little event that happened last week, this little earthquake that happened last week. Talk to us about what you think about the election.
Well, I think what it shows is that the election was always about third term versus temperament. And if it was about temperament, she would have won.
Right.
Donald Trump being near the nuclear codes and all that stuff. And but if it was third term, he would win. And at the end, it became third term. Do we want four more years?
But wait a minute, Steve. Obama says people still love him.
Yeah, I'm sure he believes that. And they may love him, but they hate his policies.
Yeah.
And that's why, in 2010, the Democrats got wiped out. 2014, they got wiped out. And this time, not only did they lose the presidency, they did not gain the Senate, even though they had 24 Republican seats up.
Right.
They didn't hardly gain any ground in the House. Most 2/3 of the governorships almost are in Republican hands.
In the last
and
6 or 8
Republicans
years,
Republicans made huge gains in the state legislatures.
That's the thing. I saw this number, and I'm sure you know it. In the last 6 or 8 years of 3 or 4 elections, over 1,000 seats the Democrats have lost across the country.
Yes, and of the 99 legislative chambers on the state level, Nebraska has just one chamber. But of the 99, 69 are controlled by Republicans. That hasn't happened for almost 100 years.
And only 6 states have Democrat governors and controlled legislatures.
Exactly.
That's a major repudiation by the voters, isn't it?
It is indeed. And so when the Democrats look to the future, they have no real bench. Who, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, they talked about the Republicans not being in disarray and not being valid and relevant. But I didn't see, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, when you see 16 people vying for office on one side and 2 on the other side, and 1 is basically just traffic, that's not very, I wouldn't say that was a good comparison.
No, their farm team is in disarray. So, as somebody said, this was politically incorrect, but he said the Democrats are going to have to hold their next convention in a nursing home. They just
so how surprised were you in how the election turned out? Did you think the polls could be wrong?
Oh, well, they've been wrong. We saw it with Brexit. We saw it with the British election earlier in 2015.
Well, Romney was wrong. The Romney polls were wrong.
So people are keeping their opinions to themselves. And I was surprised that he took Pennsylvania. That hasn't gone Republican in 28 years.
Wisconsin?
32 years. This is amazing.
This is the earthquake stuff, isn't it?
It is indeed. So when you have it from the top all the way to the state legislative level, that tells you the American people want economic growth, opportunity. They don't want this suffocating government telling us what to do each and every minute of the day.
Yep.
They don't want an uncontrolled EPA and IRS that suppresses people. This is bad stuff.
Well, I'll tell you something else, Steve, and I haven't said this week yet. But there are 100 million people who are directly impacted by small business, employees, owners, and family members. That's a lot of electors, a lot of voters. And my polling showed 2/3 of my audience said they were going to vote for the Republican, and 13% said for the Democrat. So I believe Mr. Trump needs to recognize that small businesses helped him get elected.
Well, I think there is a recognition of that. And he wants to, one of the good things that's happening in the transition is he's very serious about deregulation.
Yeah.
He wants, when he takes the oath of office on January 20th, he's made it clear he wants to do what Reagan did when Reagan took office back in 1981.
And when we come back after these messages, that's exactly what I want you to talk to us about. What do you think? And I'm sure you're going to be advising him that I don't know how he can go forward without some of Steve Forbes' wisdom. I want to get your thoughts on what you think he should and will do. Folks, we'll get that from Steve right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.